Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he and President Biden have reached an agreement in principle to raise the nation's debt ceiling. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that the announcement, which came about an hour after the two lawmakers spoke by phone, is a critical first step in preventing a potential default.
Speaker McCarthy says the two sides still have a lot of work to do, but have agreed on the framework for the bill.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill.
McCarthy says lawmakers are aiming to finish the text of the legislation within the next 24 hours and expects a vote in the House on Wednesday. Lawmakers are up against a critical deadline to get the bill passed through both chambers by June 5th. That's the earliest the U.S. could default on its debt, according to the latest assessment from the Treasury Department. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
According to a source familiar with the negotiations, the deal does not make changes to Medicaid, and it preserves the Inflation Reduction Act, which was a target of House Republicans. The Republican-led House of Representatives in Texas impeached the state's attorney general Saturday. Ken Paxton has been accused of bribery and abuse of the public trust. Paxton is a star of the conservative legal movement, but Democratic House member Ann Johnson says that does not place him above the law.
This body, we, have passed numerous laws to protect the public from corrupt officials.
Moments after the vote, Paxton called it an ugly spectacle and denied any wrongdoing. The Texas Senate will now hold a trial. Until then, Paxton has been suspended from his position as Attorney General. Ongoing scrutiny of an Indiana abortion provider by Republican state officials is inadvertently highlighting the state's shortage of health care providers for low-income women. An Indiana medical board voted Thursday to sanction Dr. Caitlin Bernard over allegations that she violated privacy rules last year by telling a reporter about caring for a young rape victim from Ohio. NPR's Sarah McCammon has our story.
A majority of Indiana Medical Licensing Board members found that Dr. Bernard had violated patient privacy laws. That's despite a separate review from Bernard's employer, Indiana University Health, which concluded she had complied with all privacy rules. Dr. Bharat Barai voted against the majority. He also argued against putting Bernard on probation, noting she's one of few OBGYNs in Indiana who take Medicaid.
No question is, are you going to hurt the citizens of Indiana or are you going to help the citizens of Indiana by trying to put somebody on probation and taking her out as a provider? It's the poor and disadvantaged people who go there for it.
The board ultimately decided to issue a reprimand and a $3,000 fine. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. A new study finds that there were more female than male protagonists featured in original U.S. films made by the major streaming services in 2022. But as NPR's Chloe Veltman reports, San Diego State University's research reveals a great lack of demographic parity on other fronts.
San Diego State's study shows around half of original U.S. movies had female lead characters. But speaking parts for Latina and Latino characters came in at just over 11%. This makes this group the most underrepresented in film as compared to their size in the U.S. population, which stands at close to 20%. And behind the scenes, women of all races and ethnicities are still deeply underrepresented. Actor and activist Kathy Najimy says Hollywood can do better.
I don't see the reason why we don't have 50-50 equity for all positions, not only just in film, but in all occupations.
The study analyzed credits and characters in movies released by Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, Hulu, HBO Max, and Netflix. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
Milwaukee Brewers shortstop Willie Adames was put on the 7-day concussion list on Saturday after he was hit by a foul ball on Friday night. He was in the dugout when he was hit by the ball and taken to the hospital. He was released Saturday morning. Ed Ames has died. He was the youngest member of the popular 1950s singing group The Ames Brothers. He later became a successful actor in television, including his role as Mingo in the 1960s adventure series Daniel Boone. He was the last surviving member of the singing brothers. He died on May 21st, but his death was not announced until Saturday. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.